Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison, Spirit Connection Podcast, July 7th, 2021. This is the prophetic word for the month of July. I've received, really, the last few months, to me, been some of the more powerful ones. There's a major change and a shift happening right now. The Lord is releasing new hope, new understanding, deeper understanding. And there's also a time that we're going to realize we're going to go higher in the Spirit and go deeper in our understanding, higher in our revelation, deeper into the mysteries. Also, the seven spirits of the Lord are coming. This is an action path month. Let's get into it right now. If you have any questions, you could actually chat them in. I got my team, if you're joining us, on my website, DougAddison.com. My team's there. You can chat in, or even on social media, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Instagram, Twitter, Doug T. Addison, YouTube, Doug Addison, all of the above. Just grab hold of what God's doing right now. I'm so grateful for my Enlight Connection team. They helped me just to make things happen, my life easier. So, wow, there's a release right now. I'm just going to pray that this spiritual release just happened. There was something that shifted into place, whether you feel it or not. I just felt it. Lord, we pray for the prophetic word over July. This shifting into place. And there's a real strong anointing right now for revelation and understanding. So Lord, I pray for those that need this. You might need a shot, a hope of encouragement. Pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, angels are being released. Here's the word for the month of July. And Psalm 91:11. For he will command his angels concerning you, who will guard you in your ways. That's the ones I've been seeing. Angels concerning you to guard you. So I've received some new guardian angels, so to speak. They're guards. Also, there's angels of revelation here. God's releasing angel armies. Army angels. Psalm 46:7. I like the Passion Translation on this one, where he says that here he comes, the commander, the mighty Lord of the angel armies is on our side. Ooh. Every time I talk about it, I get a wave. The presence of God. It's time now. In fact, I've been saying, where you guys been? Wow, we've needed these new angels. So there's something shifting in July. And the Lord is bringing new angelic assignments. Also, the release of warring angels concerning you. This is over individuals, churches, over businesses, cities, regions, to help break up the cloud of obscurity. There's been clouds. In fact, I've seen it. It's almost like a false firmament. It's like the enemies come in and created clouds of obscurity. But I tell you, I see the Lord. He's sending these breaker angels, breaking up those clouds. They're blocking the heavens. They're blocking the heavens, and it's been hard to hear. So expect to get greater clarity this month into your season, into your time, into your life. The enemy has overplayed his hand with attacks. The Lord is now, he's now moving at the right time, at the right place. He's shifting everything. So in the midst of this, I saw a door of hope open. Hosea 2:15, I will give her back her vineyards and make the valley of Achor a door of hope. Now, Achor means trouble. So the valley of trouble is turning into a door of hope. This is happening in the midst of the storm. Even if you don't see it, it's there. Move forward. Don't look back. Don't look to the side. Don't look right or left. Don't look back at all. Just keep moving forward. The Lord is returning what's been stolen. He's going to give back, according to Hosea 2:15, your vineyards. The vineyards contain a spiritual talk for the wine, the grapes. That's the things of the Lord. And the Lord is returning what was stolen also. He's going to do that. I saw this mass exodus of people coming out of valleys. You know, last month I talked about it a little bit. I'll talk a little more about it here in a minute. But I saw this one is another valley. It's called the Valley of Trouble from Hosea 2:15. The reason you get into this, here's what's going on. There's higher revelation and deeper understanding. There's higher revelation and deeper understanding. I heard the Lord say Revelation 4:1, and after that I looked, and before me was a door standing open in heaven. Then the voice I had heard saying to me, it sounded like a trumpet, said, come up here. I'm going to show you what must take place after this. So as you exit the valley of trouble, starting this month, we're going to start going through this. The Lord's going to restore you into gaining greater revelation, deeper understanding, higher revelation, deeper understanding. I thought it was significant to keep that order. I almost said deeper revelation, but the Lord says, no, this is higher revelation, because the revelation that He's releasing is above anything that we've kind of understood so far. And the deeper understanding goes deeper. Our roots are going to go deep from what's coming right now. It is something. You'll need to rise above the negativity. Isaiah 11:2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. I had heard everybody. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on you, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. So watch for the high-level revelation and the deeper understanding and wisdom. Now, the Spirit of understanding is being released to help you gain insight into the past, also into the present. And then something's going to shift over you when suddenly it's going to make sense. That's what happened to me. It's like, wow, this makes sense now. It makes sense what he's doing. And the whole timing made sense. And it's all with different situations, of course. And in Luke 24:45, the Lord says that he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. So there's a greater understanding into what God's doing because the Spirit of understanding is being released. He's also opening your understanding in the Bible. He did that with me, and I had to go back on things like, wow, I've read that verse I don't know how many times, and suddenly I understood. So there's going to be this Word of God starting to illuminate. The Bible is going to really start to, it's going to be a roadmap. You're going to have a Bible roadmap for the season that we're entering into. And there's a fresh new release of wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2:6, Paul says that. We do, however, we speak a message of wisdom among the mature. So what's being released right now is a higher level, but even kids can get this. This is a higher level message that he's releasing. And he says, but the wisdom of this age and the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing is not the same as the wisdom of the world. In verse 7, he says, no, we declare God's wisdom a mystery that has been hidden and that God has destined for our glory before the time began. So he's releasing things far above worldly wisdom, worldly understanding. And he's releasing this wisdom that's been hidden. New levels of wisdom and revelation, mysteries that have been hidden before time. The Lord is releasing secret mysteries that will bring about greater understanding into your life. Now, this is at all levels. Attention writers, attention speakers, ministers, prophets, attention everybody. There's revelation being released. Attention everybody at every level. He's going to give you revelation no matter who you are, whether you're in a position or not. He's going to give you revelation. Then I saw this, the release of the seven spirits of the Lord. Boy, I tell you, I had to battle over this word. I got this word a while back, and then the enemy hit me. There was all kinds of stuff starting to happen. Then I had to remove that firmament that I was just talking about, where he comes in the cloud of obscurity. I broke this. We broke it off. My intercessors, myself, we broke this off. And then the Lord released this word about the seven spirits of the Lord. This is powerful. I got revelation even today. More on this, on the seven spirits of the Lord. It's in the book of Revelation, the seven spirits. It's Isaiah 11:2 is where it comes to man. And in the book of Revelation, we see it before the throne. Chapter 4, verse 5, it's before the throne. But in Isaiah 11:2, this is the one that's available to men and women, boys and girls. Listen, Isaiah 11:2, but the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord. There's seven of them there. And God is releasing the ability to flow and operate in the seven spirits of the Lord starting this month. And this is way higher than anything. Not everyone will get all seven of them, but like all the gifts, you have access to them. You can flow in and out of them. And there's greater levels of prophetic gifting when these come. These are greater than the word of wisdom from 1 Corinthians 12. The spirit of wisdom comes. This is the spirit of wisdom that was part of giving. If you look at Revelation 1, right when John got his revelation, the angel came and said, "Hey, I'm coming to you from Jesus." Of course, he said this. He's the one there. But he says, "I'm coming to you from the seven spirits of the Lord." And these are the ones that have the greater levels of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. And of course, the Spirit of the Lord is one of them. It's kind of the head of this whole thing. Now, having the Spirit of the Lord rest on you is the ability to move in the gifts. So there's going to be a new authority. People start, this isn't just for leaders, folks. This is for everyone. Watch for children to start moving in gifts of healing. The Spirit of the Lord is coming. The Spirit of the Lord is coming in a new way. This is even greater than what we might realize. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding now. Get this. Notice they come in pairs. There's wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Because there's a power in the agreement as they come. You can operate in wisdom and understanding, but wisdom and understanding will give you prophetic insight into what's beneath the surface. It will connect you with the wisdom of heaven because these came. Look at it. Revelation 4, verse 5. These are the ones that came from the Spirit of the Lord. It's also in Revelation 1. These spirits came from the throne room. And it's a higher, higher level. So the spirit of counsel and might, they're going to bring the ability to resolve disputes, peacemakers. And once I start studying the gift of wisdom, you know, because of teaching on it this month, I realize that one of the main requirements, according to James 3:17, is that you have the peacemaker. And right now, we need peacemakers, folks. There's such a division out there, man. I tell you, you step back and become a peacemaker. In other words, you have to step away from the arguments. The counsel and might is coming with the ability to resolve disputes and become a peacemaker. And also have supernatural strength. I've been operating in this because I don't even know how much I sleep anymore. You know, I have no idea. It doesn't matter because the supernatural strength comes upon me whenever I need it. And I'm now on God's time. I don't have to set a clock in years. I'm on God's time. I've given it to Him totally. This understanding is going to come to you, those of you. Some of you intercessors are going to get hold of this. But being a peacemaker is a major ingredient to flow in the Spirit. Just look up James 3:17 and 18. Now, the spirit of knowledge is here. Knowledge that, this is the stuff from heaven. Knowledge that has access to the throne room, to the libraries of heaven. The knowledge that you need. These are beyond a word of knowledge. This is the spirit of knowledge from heaven. And then the last one is the fear of the Lord. Now, it's not to be afraid. It's misunderstood. It's reverent respect for understanding the Father's heart. Once you get the fear of the Lord, you know, it's not fear at all. It's not fear that He's going to beat you or kill you if you sin or anything. If you sin, if you fall into something, you just ask forgiveness. But the fear of the Lord is what comes and causes you to stop in the cycle of asking forgiveness that no one can get away with it, you know, because there's grace. The fear of the Lord will come and help you with that. He'll guide you in things. It's a reverency. It's a misunderstood aspect of the Lord. So we got these seven spirits coming. That's the biggest thing this month. You will need a fresh impartation of revelation, wisdom, and understanding. Those are the three I felt were important this month. All of them are coming. But revelation, wisdom, and understanding. The Lord is raising up people to hear His voice, to respond with wisdom and love. You have to do this in love. Lord, I activate this. I activate this prophetic word. And I ask, Lord, that You would bring us to a new level. Release the seven spirits of the Lord. Release the angels. Release the fresh, new wisdom. Release the higher revelation, deeper understanding. Release now the doorway, the map, wherever it is, the doorway to hope and get us out of the valley of trouble in Jesus' name. Now that's the prophetic word for the month of July. I tell you, these have been getting more powerful for me. And I feel something really strong on this. But we're coming out of three valleys. Last month I released this, on my monthly word for June, was that we're coming out of the valleys of refreshment. There were three valleys: the valley of tears from Psalm 84:6, the valley of the shadow of death, that's throughout the Bible, Psalm 23, valley of dry bones, Ezekiel 37. Now, this is still in process, and this month the Lord showed me there's another valley. That's the valley of trouble, or Achor, from Hosea 2:15. So this valley that we're coming out of right now has hope. There's hope at the end of the tunnel. There's a doorway of hope and a spiritual doorway. You'll need to go through this, but it's not physical. You don't really have to do anything. Position yourself. You just ask the Lord, show me, how do I get out of hopelessness? How do I get out of this where I feel like I'm under that false heaven thing, that firmament under that's covering the Lord? Just ask Him. It's not physical. It's a prophetic revelation understanding is going to come. The prophetic word for right now, Daniel 2:21, He changes the times and seasons, and He disposes kings and raises up others, and He gives wisdom and wise and knowledge to the discerning. We are in a war right now, a spiritual war. That's why it was so hard for me to get this word. A war broke out over it, and Satan has unleashed everything to try to stop one of the greatest moves in history. And in the midst of this trying time, God is releasing a greater level to hear His voice. Now here's how you respond. So, what do I do with that? Isaiah 45:2. I will go before you, the Lord says, and I will level the mountains, and I will break down the gates of bronze and the bars of iron. The Lord is calling us to step up and not back. Step up and not back. Go forward. I keep saying it. Just keep going forward. I had to. I couldn't even see. I didn't even know what was in front of me in the midst of this when I was living out this word a month ago, even the last 2 months. Then suddenly, it opened up. And then suddenly, the God you're seeking will come. That's what the word says. Now you start by keeping yourself encouraged. Encourage each other, even all the more, the Lord says. Encourage each other. Watch this again if you have to. Stand in the storm. It's how you get it. There's a furious storm going on right now, but the Lord is calling you to stand. Suddenly, in Matthew 8:24, the furious storm came up on the lake, but Jesus was sleeping. There's other times. The season right now, there's a season that we're in where you need to sleep in the boat in the storm, possibly. There was another time when He got up and rebuked it. I feel like we're in both. We're in a season of both, to sleep. Because I kept getting up to rebuke everything, and that's why I was tired all the time. And now I'm picking and choosing the things to rebuke. In other words, He's going to start showing you things, and you need to pick and choose your battles. But the Lord is changing the season. He's calling us to battle stations right now. He's calling us to battle stations. These places, to get your strength up right now. Promotions and new authority are here. 1 Peter 5:6, therefore humble yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord, and He will lift you up in due time. I released that word back in June. The promotions are indeed taking place, but the door of promotion is 3 feet high or a meter high. And in other words, you have to go through on your knees. You have to humble yourself. I did. I had to repent when I saw the promotional door. I said, wow, I can't get through that. My head might be too big. I'm teasing. But we just need to lay down stuff from the past. And out of the blue, the Lord's going to give you a sign that you're getting to this new level. He's going to show it. The attacks against you will show you how to overcome. The attacks against you will show you how to battle and how to overcome. You'll need to agree with others. I had to. In fact, I had to find some new others to agree with. Because I was wearing my last team out. You'll need to come into agreement with others who are like-minded. The Lord is removing the blinders of unbelief. And in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. They cannot see the gospel. Okay, this is about unbelievers, but it's still that spirit of unbelief is here. That with unbelief, Jesus couldn't do miracles. In Mark 6, He couldn't even do miracles. Jesus couldn't. So we got to get unbelief out of our life, and we need to believe that God still speaks, that He still speaks to you. You need to get into, I just feel like this, get into your skin or whatever it is that you are, your calling. Stop doubting. Stop feeling like you're a failure. Stop feeling like you missed it, you messed up. Stop feeling like you're less. Just step up and you're going to see something happen. And this is a season right now that the Lord is growing in deeper intimacy. Psalm 91, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Also, Song of Songs, Song of Solomon 8, verses 6, place me as a seal on your heart, like a seal over your arm, for your love is strong as death, its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench this love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. So in the midst of this, the Lord's releasing intimacy. I tell you, as much as I've been under battles, I'd be concerned about myself as much as I've had to battle to get all this. But the reason that I'm not concerned is because my love for the Lord is as deep as it has ever been. My love for my wife is as deep as it ever has been. My love for other people has grown deeper and deeper. And so I know that that's a time. God is, He loves you. And He's not looking at your shortcomings. So we need to move back to the basics of love, basically. Back to the basics. Satan's plan is to get you out of the weapon, which is God's love. I've been saying this for a while. The two loves. Jesus said, love God with all your heart, all your soul, or all your might. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the greatest commandment. And also, the great commission is to share the love. Satan's attack is against love. Right now. So we need to know who God really is. He loves you. God is love. God is love. That's 1 John 4:8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So you wonder, some people might not understand God when you see Him on social media. I'm just saying, change your heart right now. Align it with love. That's what's going to help. And the attacks against hearing God and the prophetic gifts right now, I've been talking about it for a while. It's the three things of Matthew 13. It's hearing and understanding, seeing and perceiving, and the heart of understanding. And so just set your mind on the things above. That's what the Lord is saying right now. Wisdom and revelation is flowing like never before. I'm going to pray right now and release this. This is a pretty big, heavy-duty word right now. But I'm going to pray the release of the rain of revelation of heaven. Lord, I pray that we would get the drink. Jesus, You said in John 7, if anyone's thirsty, let him come to Me and drink, and they'll have living water. So we're thirsty, Lord. We're in the valleys. So we need to get the revelation and hidden things revealed to us. Lord, reveal what is concealed. Lord, we pray right now. Tell us what we need to know. Proverbs 25:2 says that the Lord conceals things and then He later reveals it. So we pray that, Lord, that You would reveal what's concealed. Isaiah 48:6 says that from now on I will tell you new things, hidden things not known to you that were created now, not long ago. So there's new things happening, new things being released. And I release, Lord, Deuteronomy 11:11, but the land You are crossing over the Jordan to take possession of is the land of mountains and valleys that drinks from the rain of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, I got to went off on that a little bit, longer than I normally do, but there's a powerful, powerful, powerful time. And DougAddison.com is my website, and you can follow me on social media. Look for the I'm kind of drunk in the spirit at the moment, but hey, let me just say this. We're doing something this month. It's an online training called Growing in Prophetic Wisdom, Discernment, and Understanding. And it's July 24th at 10 a.m. DougAddison.com/growing. I'm going to go through this. This is some of the stuff I've been talking about. I gave you the sneak peek here, is understanding how to grow in your prophetic gifts and ministry, a foundation for training you on how, training others as well. You can use it to train others on how God speaks for this season, how to hear God accurately, how to test a prophetic word, how to know what you're hearing is from God, you know, for other sources or yourself. And it's the release of the seven spirits of the Lord, how to develop wisdom and understanding. And an exclusive training, I don't hear this training much, is about the discerning of spirits, people who feel rejected. But this is a powerful, powerful talk. DougAddison.com/growing. Consider giving. And I don't push giving that much, but I do believe it's a good thing. So go to DougAddison.com/give. Become a partner with us if you want. If you want to donate every month, we invite you to a meeting that we have every month. And, you know, we prophesy. We have a coach. We have a Facebook page, different things you can do with us, or just a one-time donation. We appreciate that, and it helps us in all that we do. Hey, we've got a couple of questions I had time to answer here. It's a Q&A. We take the questions seriously. I know these are the ones here that I felt the Lord, whether the people are asking, I felt some of these are just what people are pulling on in the spirit. Here's one. I've been so very discouraged, and I haven't even gotten out of the valleys you've talked about, so what can I do? Well, that's the valley right now. Just keep moving forward, like I said, and just move forward with new hope. Some people are so discouraged, you don't know what to do. Just take a step. Each day, today is the day of the Lord. And the Lord says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is enough worries in itself. So simply focus on today. What I do is I write down maybe two or three things I need to do. I don't worry about the rest. I keep moving forward. The Lord's going to open the door for you. Here's another question. When you talk about angels being assigned, what can we expect? Well, there's different types of angels. There's ministering angels, there's warring angels, there's angels of help. I've seen them all, but one of them happened to be the ones that Jesus talked about. He mentioned it a couple of times, where the angels, they have charge over you to guard you. Well, just ask God to show you. You don't have to be a seer. You don't have to be a prophet. You just have to ask the Lord to show you. You don't even have to see them. They don't come through the plane. I hardly ever see angels. Sometimes I'll see a little, you know, light out of the side of my eye, or I'll sense the room change. My ears will pop all of a sudden, or a song will come on. I'm just saying, these are the things that the Lord is doing right now. He's doing something. You don't have to know anything about the angels, but you can ask the Lord to show you what you could do, you know, to interact. I don't usually talk to them. Sometimes if there are angels of assignment, I put them on assignment, but, you know, you could just ask the Lord and He will do it. Here's another question. I've released a prophetic word about this door of hope, Hosea 2:15. That was last year in 2020. Is this a similar one? Well, that was so last year. That door of hope word was during the pandemic. And, you know, it was a door of hope in the valley of Hosea 2:15. This is definitely a different door, a different season. Here's another question. I'm not prophetic or a seer. So how do I know, you know, these spiritual things like angels and doors and things like that? Just trust the Lord. You don't have to be a seer. See, the seers, we see and understand stuff. But that doesn't mean that you don't get it. You still receive it by faith. Here's another question. I want to throw one last one in. With the seven spirits of the Lord, are they different from the 1 Corinthians 12 gifts of wisdom, etc.? Yes, they are actually the source of them. They're the source of them. It's a powerful, powerful time. Whoa, Lord, we pray over this word. We pray for the release of it. We pray that there was just so much coming right now for the month of July. I ask that we come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, right now, I forgot to mention about the growing in prophetic wisdom, discernment, and understanding, the event. You can get a discount. It's $32 is July 24th, growing in prophetic wisdom, discernment, and understanding, July 24th. It's 10 a.m. You do have to sign up, and between July 7th and 11th, you can save $5. Go to DougAddison.com/growing. Okay, everybody, see you next week. Exciting time.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.